I'll say over the story here the way I remember Zaidi saying it the last couple of years, in general, the way I remember. So you always begin that Sigven and Borah Park are Rav. There was a Rav in the shul that he davened, Rabbi Leo Simpson. And he was a Rav from Amol. And every Shabbos HaGadol, he would give a drosha. And the Shabbos HaGadol drosha, he would say this Maisa. And every year he would say it, Rav Simpson, with the same chayis, with the same islavos, with this Maisa. And with this Maisa was the Maisa that he prepared his Elam to go to Pesach. And what was the Maisa? It was a Yid in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And every year he would go to the Baal Shem Tov for Yom Tov, for Pesach. One year he was going, but the going was very difficult. The reason it was very difficult was because it was the springtime, so in the rivers, the ice had already partially melted. So the ice wasn't strong enough to walk over it, to go over it, especially with a sled or with a wagon, however he was going. But on the other hand, to go with a boat, there was big pieces of ice still in the river, in the waters, so it was very dangerous. So you had to go very, very slowly, you had to be very careful. And Azay, it was a difficult trip, and therefore, Hatazich Farhalten, in other words, it took longer, and it came a day before Yom Tov, and he gablib in the veg. He was stuck in the way, and he realized that Yom Tov, he wouldn't make it to his Rebbe. But we were to be Yom Tov, so there were passerbys, and a passerby told him, he pointed out not far away, there was a Yid who lived there, so he went, he knocked on the door, and he asked the Yid, could he be your Yom Tov? And the Yid says, you could be here, yeah, he's there for Yom Tov. Anyways, it was the night before Pesach. It's the night before Pesach, and Ergita cook, nothing is going on. No preparations for Yom Tov, and there's no food, and there's no cleaning, and there's nothing. And he was very, very shocked, he was very afraid. He came to a place that they don't observe Yom Tov. And that's how he went to sleep. In the morning, Avaita in the morning is looking, nothing going on, nothing for Yom Tov. And he was getting very, very nervous. Then came Chatzais, it came midday, and the Balabas took the Bnei Abayis, whoever the children, whoever there was, and he says, come, they're going to the bathhouse. They go to the Merchatz, and if they're in the bathhouse, they all washed themselves well, and then there was a new set of clothing for everyone, and everyone left all their old clothing there, new clothing, and then they went to a new house. Because he had a different house set aside, a back house, I don't know where, but a different place for Pesach, the clothes of the old house. So now he felt better, that at least he's not going to be Mechal Yom Tov, at least these are people who keep Yom Tov. And they're dressed nicely, and they go to the house, and the house is Yom Tov, because it's a Seder set. So he was breathing a little bit easier. But still, everything was very, very simple. Davening was very simple, and right after davening, they sat down to the Seder. And everything was very, very simple. They said Kiddush, and Urchas, and Karpas, and Yachas, and Magid, and everything was gallant. They read the Haggadah, no explanations, no Pirushim, no nothing. And this was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He was used to so much more, and so much depth, and so much. But what can you do? This is where he is, and this is where he was. And then it comes the middle of Magid, and Chacham Ha'Omer, Rosh Ha'Omer, suddenly the person, the Balabas, his face becomes red, and it's like he's holding himself back from crying, and he's burning red, and he starts like screaming, Tam Mahu Emer, Tam Mahu Emer. And the whole Seder is quiet, and this person is like an Advekis, it's like Yom Kippur, Tam Mahu Emer, Tam Mahu Emer. And does he this? And this host is looking at him, what's Tam Mahu Emer? What does that mean? And what's going on? And the whole Seder was nothing going on, and suddenly it's Yom Kippur. And then the Balabas, after a few minutes, composes himself, and he comes back to himself, and he continues, and he reads the rest of the Agada, mamish, straight. No biurin, no explanations, nothing holy, nothing special. And that was it. And this Talmud of Baal Shem Tov is thinking, this man is against Mishugi. First of all, there's no inspiration, there's nothing special about the Agada, everything is without anything. And then comes this one piece, Tam Mahu Emer. And at that, he's in Gansen, as he fared vacant, and he's crying, and his face is red, burning red. Anyhow, that's it. The Seder finishes. And they wake up in the morning, and davening, everything's very simple and very plain, and they daven, and as soon as Yom Tov, and everything is simple, and the same the second night, the Agada, they sit down, the Agada is simple, and exactly the same thing. Comes Tam Mahu Emer, and the mensch zu flackert sich, he becomes totally inflamed. And at the top of his voice, Tamahu Eimer, Tamahu Eimer. And again, he finishes that, and he finishes the rest of the Seder, and everything is weiter poshut. And this Talmud of Baal Shem Tov thought, has never, this person is, something is not normal. Poshut not normal. And, like you said, first day of Chol Hamoed, he takes his wagon, and he goes to the Baal Shem Tov. Comes to the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov asks him, who is like a private Yom Tov? How was Yom Tov? So he says, I fell into a home of a modern person, a strange person, an odd person. Hashem says, "Vas," and he tells him the whole thing. Here, nothing special. And Tamahu Eimer, that was his whole chayis, his whole passion of that God in Tamahu Eimer. Hashem told him, he says, Was verstehst du nicht? He says, Tam, the word Tam in Russian means there. There. It says, Tamahu Eimer means there, up there in heaven, what do we say? We have all these different chumras of Pesach, and we do this, and we do that. And this, at this point, Zaidi would usually insert certain chumras that he saw in that particular year that he wasn't very impressed with. And we do this, and we do this, and we do this, and so frum, and so this. The shayla is, Tam, up there in Shemayim, they look at our Aveda, what are they saying about our Aveda, about the emes of our Aveda, is it true, and so on and so forth. And that's the Tam HaOimer that this person said when he said Agoda, the Chosid understood that he was attacked by Tzadik Nister, and this was the special message that he got from the Baal Shem Tov after that Pesach. And this is the Maisa that Zayda would say that the Rav, Rebellia Simpson, would say every year in Shabbos HaGodol in the shul in Borobar.